If you spend any time on Twitter this year, chances are you've seen at least one celebrity ignite a controversy over the COVID vaccine. A number of stars have publicly rejected the vaccine and spread false information about its effectiveness online. And some experts are actually pretty concerned that these comments could influence millions of their fans. Let's bring in Femi Okay. She is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera, and she helps us analyze culture and conversations on social media. Femi, happy Friday. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Hello, Peter.
And we got to start by saying that the vaccines work. The scientists say they have prevented hundreds of thousands of deaths, if not more. But still, people are spreading this misinformation. We've covered the NBA players who are refusing to get the COVID vaccine. But remind us of some of the other recent celebrity controversies.
Somebody creating some conversation online right now is Letitia Wright. You may remember she plays Shuri, the Wakanda princess. She's a technical genius in Black Panther. She's faced criticism for her skepticism about COVID vaccines. Rob Schneider, the actor and comedian who posts all the time about COVID vaccines, he calls them unapproved experimental gene therapy. And then there's Eric Clapton, who had a very bad COVID vaccine reaction. And then since then, he's actually released a COVID policy protest song and says that he won't personally play venues with COVID vaccine mandates.
Okay. So you spoke with Claire Wardell with the group First Draft. They work to try to combat misinformation online. Let's hear a little bit of what she had to say about this.
Celebrities spreading vaccine misinformation is a real problem. In today's world, we have fewer gatekeepers and people are turning to each other and those that they follow on social media for advice. And unfortunately, when somebody you respect because they're a great singer or a great actor tells you that they're not vaccinating their children, that can be incredibly persuasive.
What do you think, Femi? Is that true that these celebrities are influential in changing people's behavior? Is there evidence of it?
Well, we actually have the term influencer. It's actually a job, so there's something in there. But I wanted to go a little bit deeper, Peter. So I looked up a Reuters Institute study from last year when we knew less about the COVID than we do right now. And the Reuters Institute study looked at celebrities and politicians sharing misinformation or vaccine hoaxes. So over 3 months, out of all of the misinformation that was out in the world posted about COVID, 69% originated from celebrities.
Wow. Are some celebrity megaphones louder than others?
The celebrities who have huge following, obviously their message goes further. And if they decide it's a cause, if they decide they're going to be anti-vaxxers or they have going to take a position on COVID and vaccines and they're not in agreement with the vaccine policy, for instance, of the Biden administration, if they talk about that regularly, that is more damaging than just sharing a post where the information may be incorrect.
Femi, let's hear some more of your reporting. You talked to Heidi Larson, director of the Vaccine Confidence Project, about how we should deal with the celebrities who are spreading this misinformation. Let's take a listen to that one.
It's difficult to tackle high-profile people sharing misinformation. You really have to tackle the information, not the people, because you don't want to alienate their followers because they're important to reach.
What does that mean, tackling the information, not the people?
Surround the message, the bad information, with good information. Surround the celebrities who are giving out poor information with celebrities who are giving out great information, like Dolly Parton, for instance, or Morgan Freeman.
I love that Dolly Parton video. I watched it several times.
And also, Dolly Parton not only is positive about vaccines, she helped fund vaccines.
Right.
And then also, this is very difficult because then I am guilty here, and Peter, perhaps we are here and now, is not amplifying bad messages. So Nicki Minaj says her cousin's friend had a bad reaction to COVID vaccine, and that turns into a story for a week. Then the media is culpable for actually expecting that story to disappear when we're actually amplifying it. We're fanning the flames.
Right. I think that's fair. And even if we come out and say the information is false, we're still talking about the controversy.
We're still talking about it.
That's totally
fair.
Now, look, before we let you go, in recent years, a lot of people have talked about accountability in entertainment. Have these celebrities faced any consequences at all for spreading misinformation quickly?
Well, I mentioned Letitia Wright at the beginning of our chat, and she's filming Black Panther 2. And there's been a lot of backlash from fans who are just saying things like, this is Linkin Park posting, "What a marketing disaster for Marvel. I mean, you cannot play that kind of prominent scientist and not believe in actual science." So there may well be some negative aspects to her viewpoints, which she's entitled to hold, but may well impact her career going forward.
Femi Okay is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you so much, as always, Femi.
You're welcome, Peter. Take care.